The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And always, we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at the office at 631-425-7707. Excuse me, our guest medium on the show tonight is Joseph Scheel, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is called Beyond the Body, and this one is coming up on Wednesday, August 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This webinar is hosted by Bob Ginsberg, who is the co-founder of the Forever Family Foundation. And he'll be talking about compelling evidence that proves we are much more than the functioning of our brains. Our summer grief retreat is coming up actually next weekend, but there's still time to register for this event. Now, there are only a few slots that are still open. So if you missed the early bird deadline for this and you would still like to attend this event, I'm going to give you a great coupon tonight that you can use this right now. Just go to the registration page on our website and type in the promo code Doreen2019. And if you book this by the end of this weekend, you'll get $75 off, and that's per person. This event is scheduled for next weekend, July 26th through the 28th, at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. You'll get to meet certified mediums Siri Burnson, Rebecca Ann LoCicero, as well as our guest tonight, Joseph Scheel. And you'll also meet our featured facilitator, Mo Therese Hanna, PhD. This is an extremely healing weekend, so we hope that you'll join us. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. If you've listened before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. And then we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few moments. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Scheel. And in addition to his work as an evidential psychic medium, Joe is also a spirit artist, as well as an award-winning teacher. He's also a Reiki master, a healer, and a spiritual advisor. Joe is also an ordained minister as well as an instructor with the Journey Within Church in New Jersey, and he's also a registered medium in Lilydale, New York. And we are so happy to have him back on Mediums and Messages, so let's get him on the air. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
How are you? Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a joy to have you on here. And I have to just say, I mean, I have worked events with you before. You're such a fabulous artist.
Thank you.
Those portraits you draw have such incredible depth to them, you know, and it's always so much fun to watch. You literally create magic. If no one's ever seen your work, they need to visit you on the web and hopefully, you know, attend one of your events. As you draw those in spirit, it's just so fascinating. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about something. Oh, you're very welcome. I was wondering about, maybe you could shed some light on something. I know that you occasionally guest tutor at the very prestigious Arthur Findlay College in the UK, and that you're also an online tutor, correct, for the Spiritualist National Union International?
Yes, I have been in the past. I don't think I have anything scheduled right now.
Okay.
But yes.
So here's what I wanted to ask you about that, because this fascinates me a little bit. In your opinion, what would you say is the biggest difference in style between American mediumship and British mediumship? Because you've kind of worked a little bit in both domains, right?
Absolutely.
What do you notice? What's the biggest thing you notice?
I think that's I think with the British mediums, especially with the Findlay, especially the tutors I've known over the years and worked with, is the tremendous amount of discipline in the way they go about it. They have a rich a very rich wealth of knowledge in the past. I'll be working again soon with Mavis Patilla, who is probably is no longer doing as much organizing with you know the thing, but she's still doing tutoring, still teaching, and they've studied with Gordon Higginson, things like that. You know, there's still some of his students teaching, like Mavis and Paul Jacobs and. And some of the people I just worked with, like Colin Bates, and they have a style of really having a reverence for this work. They have a very strict way of looking at what's real and what isn't. They have some guidelines that have been brought forward. It is a spiritual, you know, it comes through the spiritualist organization, if you will. So there's a lot of adherence to the principles of spiritualism and that type of thing. So I think it's a wealth of knowledge. The way they work is usually in the, what we call indirect. A lot of people call it the British way. You know, it's in other words, they move into the power of spirit very quickly. They then try to identify who that's with. If they're not sure in a large audience, they might tie it down to one person through the evidence. So they're very evidential mediums.
Yeah, and I've noticed also very structured in the way that they bring through the information. It is very different, though. It's different
than the
way...
It's very different. The U.S., I've seen mediums work in a number of different ways, not all of which I feel are authentic or even evidential. But certainly both are entertaining for the culture that they're in.
Certainly.
That have to work, and you have to be able to. Good mediums should be able to work both ways. They should be.
Yeah,
be able
you're
to work
absolutely right
way.
About that. Yeah, you
and
should
they
be
should
able
understand
to.
The discipline of being up there and you know tying it down to things that are real, having real evidence about the spirit world, you know, and really kind of honing in on that.
Right.
But this work takes its, you know, it takes a toll no matter what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely!
You know, whether you're like tonight, trying to do something over the radio and for an unseen person, or over the telephone, or a Skype, or a personal reading, as opposed to a public demonstration. And then up here in Lilydale, where I am, you know, where I'm contracted this summer, is you know, they have what they call greetings, not readings, at the public demonstration, which don't give you enough time to open up and really. Understand the spirit completely or give enough evidence. It gives you very little time to really get to something significant, if you will. You might
It's the same with this show also, you know, because on the radio, we're doing mini readings. It's very hard for us to get really in-depth.
It's very hard to open it up. But again, I think mediums that are sincere about what they're doing, they mm-hmm. have integrity in their work, and they want to be helpful and be close and serve spirit for the sake of the people here. Right. I think that they bring through what's rich and what's honest at the time.
I totally agree with that. And also, just a reminder.
Is there a difference? Yes, there's a difference in the accent, but otherwise I think the spirit's the same.
There you go. I'd like to remind our listeners also that all of the mediums that you will find through the Forever Family Foundation, they have all been certified and tested. Mm-hmm. And so our job is to bring through evidential information. It's all about providing you with enough evidence that there is survival of consciousness. So let's talk about real quick. I want to mention your events coming up, and then we're going to go to a quick break. So I mentioned you're going to be at the grief retreat next weekend in Connecticut.
This is
July 26th through the 28th. So if you guys want to, join in up there and attend that event, we still have a few spots open. I see here August 12th, you will be a guest on John Holland's Spirit Connections, the radio show at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, so guys, mark your calendar. August 12th, 3 p.m. Eastern on John Holland's show. August 18th through the 21st, you're back up in Lilydale?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is Drawing Evidence from the Unseen World, a four-part introductory series. So is this a course people are taking?
It's a course that's four separate programs and four continuous days. So they all fit together, so you can take it as one, or you can take a piece of it that's interesting.
Nice.
You can go on to
That's wonderful.
To the Lilydale site and sign up for that.
Okay, and then we've got a couple of dates here in October. October 10th, you've got a demonstration with John Holland at Circles of Wisdom in Methuen, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And then October 12th and 13th, teaching with John Holland, becoming a better medium every time you work, also at the same place, Circles of Wisdom in Methuen, Mass.
Right.
So you've got a lot of stuff coming up.
Well, I've taught that program a few times, and John and I decided to put it together for Methuen. I think the dem is sold out, but you could probably check about that and see it. But there is another dem on November 6th, which is a benefit demonstration, and that'll be at the Holiday Inn in Dedham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And that is to raise money for the Fox Sisters Schoolhouse being sponsored by The Journey Within.
Okay.
And it'll be Mavis Patilla, John Holland, Janet Nohavik, and myself. So
wonderful. Now, is all of this up on your website?
Yes. And look for me in Denver, Colorado, too. But I'm going to be all over the place.
All right, great. So, guys, go to josephshield.com and check out the calendar. And right now, we're going to take a very short break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joseph Scheel. Now, we're going to go to our phone lines, and before we take our first caller, I just want to mention we do like to hear your voice. So I will call out to you by name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a mini reading or if you have a question for us. We love taking your questions as well. So let's go to our first caller. I think we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda? Linda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Linda.
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you like
Hi.
To have a mini reading, or did you have a question?
A mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You can hear me? Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling the show. Thanks for being part of it. I really appreciate that. Linda, I feel as I wrote your name down on paper right in front of me, and all of a sudden I saw a gentleman with me, and I just want to kind of describe him to you because I feel like he's a very astute guy, and I feel like he's taller than I am. So I just need to mention that he stands stronger and taller than I am. I'm kind of a shorter, wider guy. How's that? But he seems to hold himself together quite well. He seems to present himself with a dignity and a real strong presence. I think he's a noblewoman kind of guy. He just doesn't take wooden nickels, and he doesn't deal well with stupid. I don't think. I just feel like he's a real strong gentleman. So I'm going to mention him. I feel like he lived a full life, but I think he could have had more time. I feel like he's just about my age, a little older than me. And I do think that he went down a little quicker than he expected to, you know, like he was fighting a good fight to stay here, but it didn't hold. So he's almost apologizing for being gone, but he wants you to know that he's around you, and that there's a tremendous amount of love here, a tremendous amount of almost like a protectiveness or caring that way. So I feel this is close to you. It's not just someone down the block. I also want to talk to you as I come through this, Linda. I want to mention the name David somehow. I don't know how that comes in, but it could be talking about even somebody here because it's just in my head. So I want to mention that. And I also want to say to you that he's not alone. There seems to be a couple of women there as well. Someone very matriarchal is feeling strong with too. Do you understand anything I've said so far?
Yeah.
Does any of it make sense?
David. I mean Doug, not David.
The dog? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you understand the description?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel that as he comes in with you, he's really almost championing you for a pride in who you are and how you're taking care of life and how you're living life. And he wants you to even live it stronger, you know, live it out more, if you will. Not to reclude, but to actually do more. And I think that I think it's almost as if he's, in his humanness, would say, I'm sorry we didn't get to do some of the things we planned. But in his, where he is, he seems to be fine, in a good space, and able to be with you quite often. I don't know who has the dog, but he shows me, he's impressing upon me that he's actually perhaps even teasing a dog that might be here. So I just need to mention that. And I'm not an animal communicator, so I don't think this is on the other side. I think it's kind of a sign that he's around. Does that make sense at all?
Not the dog.
Okay. Let me just leave it there with you, okay? I don't wanna confuse you with it, but I felt like I saw actually a smaller dog, not a big one, but almost like a lap dog, a dog that was a little fluffy. So I just want to mention that to you. And I don't know if it's here or there. It's just kind of in my mind. But I'll leave that one with you. As I go a little forward with him, I feel that there's a sense of music around him, and since we were just talking about music during the break, but I want to say there's a sense of music around him as well, a real joy or a love for music and a love for that kind of lifestyle, if you will, to get out and hear the band, if you will.
Yeah.
I almost think he had an interest in music himself, you know, like a talent amongst himself. And there seems to be this sense of holding himself well in life, that he got to die with dignity and got to live with dignity because of you. And he wants to let you know that how much he appreciates that as I come forward with that further. Would you understand? I know that you're in Florida, but I do feel like there's something about... No, I'm gonna kind of. I know the ocean's important, but I'm not gonna. I just think it's too obvious. So I'm gonna come to something a little bit more specific. Would you understand that the a sense of sporting collection or sporting goods collections? He's not a huge collector, but something that he, like a few items that he had, and I feel like I'm in an office somewhere at a desk where he had some sporting items like balls on a mount or on a case there. So I just need to mention that as well. Does that make any sense? It's okay to say no to me if it doesn't.
His daughter was into softball.
Ah. Okay.
I don't know.
And do you remember having any trophies from her or something in an office somewhere?
I don't remember the office, but I know she had trophies. Yeah.
I see. Okay. And would you understand if I were to give you the month of March around it? Is an anniversary, birthday, passing, something very significant about March for him? And I want to kind of mention that as well, okay?
Okay.
And I all... Hmm?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry you don't know, but I'm going to just leave that with you. I'm hearing it from the background here, so let me go on, and I'm just going to bring in one other person that seems to be quite powerful.
We only have about another 30 seconds or so.
Okay. I'm sorry. He talks about somebody younger as well, so I do want to mention the fact that he's mentioning somebody younger, that almost like I have them. So I just need to mention that to you as well. And I feel that he says that with complete love, that, and almost like he wishes he could say more, and so do I at this point. But I hope you can take that, and I hope you understand that there's a tremendous amount of love from a few people on the other side, especially two women, and I feel somebody's younger that as well that he's really trying to refer to and trying to get me to. But know that they're there and that they do love you, and I'll leave that with you with light and love. God bless you.
Thank you.
All righty. Linda, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's get to our next caller. I think we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Kathleen,
I'm going to turn
you
right over to Joe.
Okay. Do you want a reading, Kathy, or do you have a question?
Oh, a reading, please.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part. All right. Kathy, as I hear your voice, I feel like a presence around me of a woman that's quite strong. Somebody that could be, when she wanted to be, quite pushy. And I'm not saying she's a bad person. She just would be obstinate about, you know, she wouldn't let it go. You know, it's like she would remind and remind and remind. Sometimes in gentle ways, sometimes a little bit more forceful than that. I feel that I would have liked her a lot. I think she had a sense of humor. But when she was serious about getting something done, look out, you know. I do think she was very, very powerful in life and very loving and caring about family. I do need to give the number 7 for some reason. I know we're in July right now, but I feel it's more about either the size of the family or size of, so I'm just going to mention that. And I also want to talk to you as I come around that this seems to be that you would have liked to have some more time. I don't feel like this woman's way up in years. I feel like she could have had more time, and I don't feel well with her towards the end, and I feel like she's struggling with quite an illness that is not the first time she had it. It's not like she had her either a remission or time period in between before she started feeling ill again. She talks about, come closer now, please. Okay. So I do need to mention that to you, Kathy. I also want to mention an Ann or an Anna, so I do need to mention that. And I feel
what was
like
that? I'm sorry, I missed
Ann
that.
Or
did,
Anna.
But...
It could be a middle name, but it felt like it's the only name I heard in the midst of the sentence because I was talking. Does anything I've said so far make sense to you?
I thought it was my mom because she had 7 kids, but...
Okay. Well, I think just because I give you a name doesn't mean it's her, okay? It could be somebody else she's talking about or discussing. It could even be somebody here. I'm just hearing the name. I'm not saying somebody's telling me their name, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to just know that. So there may be a reference to somebody here even, but it is the voice of the woman I'm talking to saying the name, okay? So I just need to mention that as well. This woman feels motherly to me, and I know you said your mother's gone, and I just feel that I feel that she would have put me through 20 questions at the door. She'd want to know everything about me and put me to work. So I don't think she's a bad person. I just think she's smart, you know. And I do think she's what she didn't get in education, she tried to learn on her own. And she definitely has a sense of spirit herself and a sense of intuition herself. You know, it's like eyes in the back of her head. She definitely knew what was going on all the time. And I feel that she actually knew she was getting ill or sick before she actually got any kind of news about being sick. So I just feel that she was kept it to herself. She's not a whiner. You know, she kind of really, I think, a power of example to others of how to do all of this with dignity. And I do think there's a lot of help. There's a tremendous amount of love and appreciation for you. And I just think that she thanks you for all that you do. Now, she talks about 3 children, so 3 smaller ones or 3. So I do mean to mention that, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Do you mean here?
Yes, here.
Okay, I have 3 children.
That's what she's talking. She's talking about your 3. Okay, good. And I guess she's around them to help them as well, and she's proud of you. So I think there's a tremendous amount of love there from her. And would you understand also, who is Robert?
Oh, yes. That's my neighbor.
Okay.
He only passed very recently.
Okay. Well, I think she's kind of met him and greeted him. So I just need to mention that as well as she talks about him. And he's a character. Okay. I feel that that she's still the one talking, although I'm getting a smile from a gentleman in the distance a little bit that's balding on top, but I want to say hello anyway. There seems to be, if I were to draw your mom, I think she was a very pretty lady, and I think her skin was still very smooth. She didn't seem to get a lot of lines in her face or that type of thing. Would you understand if I said that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she seems to be quite, like, she kept herself well, and she held herself up well. You know, she's not the kind of woman I'd want to surprise at the door. You know, she'd want to know if people are coming. And I do think when she had something in her mind, she'd really like to push it forward and get it right. You know, she'd like to get everybody to get moving and get it done. There seems to be also a feeling here that, I guess with seven kids, you'd have to have a sense of humor. So there is a sense of humor here. But with seven kids, I can't imagine not surviving without it. So, but she seems to have a very kind of quirky sense. So she said she didn't always get the joke. So she would right. get a little upset. Everybody would be laughing. Like, what? Why?
So right.
She just wants you to know that she loves you, that she cares about you, she's around you and the kids, and also she wants you to know how much.
And Robert doesn't have anything else to say, does he?
I wasn't really talking to Robert, but I just saw him in the distance.
Okay.
But God bless him. I think he's doing well. There was a smile on his face, so I think if I drew I'd be putting that smile there for sure. God bless. Okay.
All right. Thank
you. Alrighty. Kathleen, thank you for calling in. I hope this helps a tiny bit. All righty. We have time to squeeze in one more here before we have to go to commercial break. So we have another Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. I'm going to turn
you
right over to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question, or do you want a reading?
A reading, please.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Appreciate that. You know, they hear the sound of your voice, and I'm just trying to blend with spirit on the other side that recognizes your voice, and I feel that they do. I felt that there was somebody young here, and I don't want to upset you with that, but I felt that there was somebody quite younger than I am here, and I felt like they passed quite quickly, and I do think they fought to stay here a little bit. I do think they're not disdained with life or anything. I do feel that they wanted to be here. But there seems mm-hmm. to be a for instance, where they passed and they're almost taking a little bit of credit for it, as if it was either something they were doing or a lifestyle at the time, not something they meant to do or to have happen, okay? And they're almost apologizing for being gone. But I feel strong with him. I feel this as a male. I feel strong with him in his stature, his character. I think he's got a, you know, a charism about him. People would have liked him. He's not like a recluse or tucked away. I feel like people would have, you know, got a smile from him, and he would have joked around with people quite a bit.
But he's also this.
Like, he's not the life of the party, but he could be it if he wanted to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct, yeah.
You know, he's not the lampshade on his head. But if you coaxed him enough, he'd go right along with the silliness, if you will. I do think he enjoyed life quite a bit. There is a troubled part of him, though. I just think that he was carrying some things in his life. He says he's no longer carrying those hurts. So he wants you to know that there is a freedom where he is, and a wanting to be around you. I do feel this love for you, and a very much a respect for you as well. This seems to be quite strong. Okay, I'm
okay. Thank you.
I'm getting a ton of names here, and I'm not sure any of them are his. He might be talking about friends, but I do want to talk about it, either Dan or Danny. I also want to talk about it. My own name, Joseph Patrick John, is being spoken over and over again, almost like you're trying to get to John and Jimmy. So I just need to mention that. Okay?
Okay.
He could be trying to say hello to people. It's just the way it's coming to me. It doesn't feel like, oh, my name is. You know, it's like he's giving it to me around him. So, okay. I want to mention that as well, Kathy. And could you also understand he had an affinity to I want to almost say, he didn't get a chance to say goodbye to people.
We have about 1 minute, Jim,
yes,
before
okay.
we have
That's
to go
correct.
To
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And almost
does.
The decision
yes,
had to be made under this whole thing because it was
absolutely
confusion right at the end. There's almost like a decision had to be made, and it's quite hard on everybody here. His apologies are in the sense of love for everyone, that he's been trying to touch in with people, connect with people. He shows me cell phone numbers over and over again. I don't know why that is. Maybe his numbers come up on a phone or something, but I feel that that's one thing. I also feel tickles, and I don't want you to go Hollywood on me because I'm not making this up. It just feels like I've got these like cobwebby feelings on my face and my hands, and almost like he's trying
yes,
to touch him
yes.
energy-wise. And so
oh,
if
my
you're
goodness,
feeling
yes.
those, I want to call him out by name if I'm you, okay? And could I ask you who Michael is?
Michael's my brother.
Okay, so a hello, I believe, to Michael, okay?
Okay.
Would he have known Michael?
Yeah.
Okay.
They weren't close, but they knew each other.
No. Is somebody riding a motorcycle or doing something like that?
Oh my God, his son rides a motorcycle.
Okay, he's saying something about being careful on the motorcycle, so I just need to mention that as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Kathy, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, please check out Joe's website, josephshield.com, and we will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joseph Scheel. But before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Home Depot, Old Navy, QuickBooks, Sony, Urban Outfitters, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, we're going to get back to our show. Joseph Scheel is here with us. We've got time for a couple of more very quick phone calls. So let's go to our next caller. We have Jimmy calling in from Missouri. Are you with us, Jimmy?
Jenny, yes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's
okay. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Joe.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Did you have a question or did you want a reading?
I would like a reading, please.
Okay, thank you. Jenny, I have a gentleman here in spirit that when I started to listen to your voice, I felt a male presence with me, and I feel that this is almost patriarchal in a way, almost like he feels responsible, wanting to be kind of with you in a way that's quite strong. I feel like he was a very eclectic guy, interesting, liked to write and be out there with people, be present with people. It seems to me that he's extremely smart and extremely capable, has an engineering kind of a mind, and yet he did enjoy, creativity as well, especially in, kind of keeping everyone informed to get together. I feel that he, I don't know why I'm getting very heavy lungs here, but I want to say there's some lung issues with his passing. And I feel that I would have had, I should have had more time, but I am up in years. I do think I have gotten some years on me anyway, and I'm 63, Jenny. So I do think he's older than I am, but I do feel like he, as I see him, I don't even think his hair went totally white or anything. It looks to me like he still looks, like in better shape than I am, I guess. And there's a love for you and a caring for you, wanting to let you know that he's been there or he was there. He's talking about, he says the month of June out loud. So I want to mention that. I also feel like I need to say to you, Jenny, that there's a, let me talk about either a William or a Bill that I'm getting, so I want to mention that as well. Is any of this making any sense to you?
yes, it's all making perfect sense.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel that as he mentions these people, that there's a number of people there on the other side, but that you're kind of the common denominator. So they're all coming to kind of uplift you, and they almost want to like give you encouragement and lift you towards your next step in life, if you will. I feel that there's also a sense that they've received someone else there as well. They keep talking about children or a child, so I just need to mention that. I want you to know that the love and the caring that they have for you is almost uplifting, as if one of these men that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing three at this point, it feels to me very military-like, like he had a background or something in either the military, law enforcement, something like that, fireman, something. It's just the way he's regimented and stamped, it's almost like I want to salute him. But he seems to want to just uplift you, take you, and say, look, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. So I don't know what the event is that has challenged you in your life, other than I can understand all these losses, mm-hmm. but this gentleman here
husband.
Feels to me... Okay. Okay,
yes,
he seems
it's
to.
My husband.
And I just need to say he's almost saluting me for finding him, but he's with you all the time, and I do believe he just wants you to live and live well, and that he's only a thought away. The strength of character, the strength of his loyalty is strong, and I want you to know that. And he knows it of you as well. So I believe that that your happiness is more important to him than anything that he's even finding where he is. It's just, so he's going to step in and help with that. Okay. But there's definitely a mention of that. Is there a small child here?
About 30 seconds, Joe.
Okay. Thank you.
On the other side, not that I know.
No, here. Hear him saying.
Oh, yes, there's our grandson, yes.
Okay. So he's having a lot of fun around that, okay? So your grandson probably even sees him. Maybe he doesn't know who he is, but I would not poo-poo that if his grandson says he sees him or he knows who, you know, like he's talking to somebody in the corner. Don't make him feel weird. Although it is weird, okay? Don't make him feel weird. Just say, is that grandpa there? Okay. So, because that's fun, and that's a talented kid. So God bless. God bless.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we've got time for just one more, Joe. So let's get to our next caller, Jean, calling in from Tennessee. Are you with us, Jean?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm going to turn you right over to Joe.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And do you have a question or do you want a reading?
I think I'll do a reading.
Okay, God bless. All right, Jean. Thank you. Jean, I'm not one to go to grandmothers all the time, but I have to tell you, there's a woman here that I would behave myself around. How's that? I feel like she's this full-bodied woman. She's sturdy. I do think that she would have been a hard worker in life. She would have really been eclectically knowledgeable of things. She definitely has a love for people, a love for the land, a faith that's strong. I don't think she's necessarily evangelizing people or pushing them, but I do think she would have recommended, you know, you should go here, you should go there, you know, to church or whatever. I do think that she's got a strength about her. And I do think that she shows me a picture of people, even young, I feel like I'm almost at a lake or something, so I just need to mention that. I see calm water, not necessarily ocean water. So I see a calm, almost glistening lake, and I want to kind of talk about a memory that she's talking about with you. So you would have been very young when this image she gives me is around. I also want to talk to you as I am here with her, Jean, that there's, I'm getting late, but I wanted to, I keep getting the word grace around you. So I just want to say grace or Gracie. I feel there's something important about that, that she's mentioning. I feel like she lived a pretty full life. Obviously could have lived a little longer. I do think that there's definitely a smoker here in the family that's quite avid smoker. Could have been her for a while. I actually see someone, see the smoke coming out of somebody's mouth. So I want to mention that as well. And I think that could have been partially the problem of what happened. But can I just mention that as, if I may? I need to pause there and just get the sound of your voice again, Jean, because I feel like I'm off the track. Okay?
I know.
Any of this mean? What's that?
That's making sense. Yeah, it's making
sense. It's making. Okay.
Yeah, Gracie, I have my dog's name is Gracie.
Okay.
So that hit home. And also I have a grandmother who I think that you're talking about who died from emphysema.
Emphysema, okay.
They had grew up in Lake Forest, right on the Lake Michigan.
Oh, okay. And do you remember her smoking at all?
Yeah. She was smoking.
Do you ever, this is going to be really weird, but maybe you could ask your family if you don't know this. Do you ever remember her smoking a pipe?
Her husband, my Papa Rex, did.
Okay. Because I saw I saw in somebody's mouth, and I was like, I'm talking to a woman, and I went, okay, that's strange. Oh, God bless them. All right. Well, I want you to know there's a lot of love coming from there. That's for sure. And from that, you know, those memories of them with you, they cherish them beyond, and they just cherish their time with you. And I think that they're with you anytime you want to just call them in. They're going to be right there for you. Okay. And don't hesitate to call their name out and when you need something and say just kind of guide me through this, help me make the best decisions kind of thing. It seems like you're coming up on a little bit of that, and your grandmother had a bit of insight and the psychic ability herself, and I think she's passed that down to you somewhat, and you know that. You've been able to kind of judge people from a distance and just know they're a creep, right?
Yeah.
Ever since you're little, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need you to kind of not poo-poo that, not throw that away, but to just learn more about it so it doesn't terrify you, and learn more about it because I think it'll help you in anything you choose to do. You've got a very good road ahead of you, so God bless you for that, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. That's amazing. Thanks.
That's definitely.
Thanks for calling into the show, Jean.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jean. Peace. Thank you. All righty. Wow, you did such great readings tonight, Joe. And you bring such a sense of peace to people. I just love having you on the show. You got to come back.
Thank you very much.
We're going to have you back on soon.
Okay.
All righty. Well, we're just about out of time. I can't believe how fast this hour always goes, but I do want to thank our guest, Joseph Scheel, for joining us this evening. And Joe, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, the best way is through the website?
Just go through the website, josephscheel.com. That's
it. Okay. All righty. There you go.
All right.
I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You can become a member once you're there. Sign up for our newsletter. And check out all the wonderful events that we host. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Molloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmolloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.